Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
After a couple of weeks of discussions between ourselves internally and Jalen and his representation, we decided that it was probably in the best interest for all parties to move forward. I will say these decisions aren't done quickly and they're not taken lightly because we spent a lot of time this offseason working through this, talking through things. At the end of the day, Jalen did not ask for a trade. So we went through the process and just felt that after numerous conversations and then talking last week with Jalen and his agent, it was best to move forward and it was best interest of the Miami Dolphins and for Jalen Ramsey.
Chris Greer, Dolphins GM, brother of former Sabre Mike Greer, by the way. Twice he said best interest for everybody is to move forward. He doesn't mean move forward. He means move on. Move forward doesn't have to mean like break up. But that's what he means. He means to say move on. But we got it. The Dolphins. So you and I both did some numbers hunting here.
Yeah, I did a little sleuthing here, and my guess I think was on. Last year, I've got a story from September at CBS Sports that's giving me odds from my friends at FanDuel, and. Early September last year, Jets favored to win the division at plus 160, Bills plus 195, Dolphins close behind plus 210, Patriots, forget it, plus 2600. This year, same outlet, right? Not CBS, but FanDuel. Bills minus 220, Dolphins plus 500, Patriots plus 550, Jets plus 1500. So the gap between the presumed winner or the favorite to win the division and the second favorite is much larger this year than it was last year.
Yes, that is how I remember it as well. It was kind of a three-team bunch at the top of the odds going into the season. And through the season, that was a talking point, that the Bills were not the preseason favorite. They'd won four in a row, and the Jets instead were the betting favorite. Not by much. Just the fact that it was close was interesting enough.
And that the Bills weren't on top. All of that. So it's, you know, there's not as much variance at the bottom. You know, New England was a bigger underdog last year than the Jets are this year. But up at the top, there's, you know, a bigger gap between the presumed, well, the favorite and the second and third choices, whereas last year that was really bunched.
Also, win totals. I don't know how much this moves. I mean, what's going to happen in the draft to move this very much from any of these four teams? Buffalo, 11.5, the over minus 145 at BetMGM. The bloom is not off of this rose. Over 11.5, you got to pay 145 to win 100. 12-5 at least for this Bills team with that schedule. Remember that guy who called and said, how can anybody think they'll actually be good? Just remember that guy.
I do remember that guy.
How could anybody believe that? The betting market, actual money, over 11.5 wins, minus 145. Miami is second, 8.5, under minus 130. So people are betting the under on the Dolphins at 8.5, which is right down the middle. New England, 7.5, over is minus 125, a small lean to the over on the Patriots winning at least 8.
All right.
That's pretty flattering to them.
Yeah.
I know what you've said about them a lot, just like there are things to like, but
I'm not sure how many good players they have yet.
Yeah, that's 500.
I like the coach. I like the quarterback, first of all. That's number one. And I couldn't have been more wrong about him at this time last year. I did not think that was going to work. But it looks to me promising. So I'm into that. And I like the coach, and I like the coordinator on offense. But, I don't know. They got a stud corner, and I don't know. I don't know how many really good players they've got. And really on offense, just still not much. I mean, Diggs, they've added Diggs.
Jets finally, 5.5, over is minus 150. So it's a small number, 5.5, but bettors are taking the over on the Jets to win at least 6. Which I'd probably also do. I'm a sucker for the Jets. My Jets. I like Fields. I like that he is getting one more chance. Last year, got to the offseason, does Chicago keep him or trade him? And, go back and forth. They end up basically giving him away. The Steelers paid a sixth. The Steelers paid so little to get Fields. It was not promising. It was not exactly, here's $200 million.
It wasn't the kind of price that you would think he's going to get every chance in the world to have
it
work.
He was more likely to just get pulled, which he did, if he was going to start at all. Wilson was hurt in camp, and Fields gets the start, but as soon as they had any reason to, they took him out. So that kind of felt like it. The league voted on him last year by that, and they voted against it, against Fields. But here are the Jets, who gave him a pretty good contract for a couple years.
Yep, 20 a year.
He'll get a chance to redeem himself, if you will. So I like that that's happening.
I wish him luck. I don't think it's going to work. I just don't. I think the things that he doesn't get right, seeing the field, going through the, recognizing what's happening, that can get better. I just don't know if you're so far off it to begin with that you're ever going to get to a place where you're anything more than just a guy that, you have value, you have athleticism, you can make some big plays, and maybe I trust you as my backup, and I hope I can get through a few games if I need you. But holy cow, I'd be stunned if that worked.
Mm-hmm.
Just really, I don't think he's got it. So, good luck to you, Jets.
Maybe we'll throw down some reverse AFC power rankings at the top of the hour. We haven't done them in more than 2 weeks. See where the Jets slot in. It is cold today. You notice that?
I did, yes.
I was listening to the morning show when their show started at 6.
Congratulations.
They start at 6 in the morning.
Believe me.
Wow.
I know.
Take a minute to appreciate that.
I live with someone who participates in the show, and I hear him leave the house every morning at 4:45.
You and I have both done mornings. I don't know how I did it. My alarm was 4:30. And then just that's the show I worked on in the morning started at 5. Maybe my alarm would have had to be 4:15. I don't know about 4:30. I had a 20-minute drive.
Yeah, that's tight. Yeah.
So amazing work by those guys.
Yes.
6 in the morning.
Yes.
I'm already on my almost home from the airport this morning at that time, and I'm listening. They're talking about,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How there were, Jeremy, I think, said he saw two snowflakes in the air walking into the building today, and snow on the cars. I've been meaning to mention this. Go ahead and tell me at the end what you think of this as a segue. Do you notice every time you either get to work or leave work that there are Q-tips all over the parking lot?
I have seen, I don't notice it all the time, but I have seen, I'm worried now. This is sort of blending in with the upstairs bathroom in my house, the floor there. There's often Q-tips there.
I bet that
of course, am never responsible for leaving on the floor, but others in the home are, which is really annoying because I end up picking them up because that's how I am and it sucks. Anyway, sorry, sidebar. I have noticed them in the parking lot, yes.
Is there any good explanation for that?
No.
Why would there be Q-tips in the parking lot? Is there something I don't know about how Q-tips are used that I'm embarrassing
Is there some subculture drug thing that I don't know about that like people are coming to the parking lot after hours and using Q-tips in some way?
I bet in that little square where maybe 10 cars park closest to our back door here,
mm-hmm.
right now, unless somebody has just cleaned them up today, there are 20 Q-tips on the ground in just that space. I started to notice them one day recently, and then now like I get out there and I look for Q-tips on the ground. I guess I should pick them up since I've noticed them. I don't know.
No, you shouldn't.
Well, I could.
Sure. I wonder if it's people that take the trash out of the building, stuff is falling out as they're heading for where the dumpsters are, maybe. That could be an explanation. I don't mean to accuse the cleaners of being sloppy. I just think maybe that could be a thing.
But that would mean that for some reason, Q-tips are getting out.
And nothing else. Yeah, that would be weird.
So
I think that would be weird.
I'm thinking like somebody must use them in their car. And then just throw them out the window.
It's like those little floss things now, right? The floss that had the little handles, you know, those things. I find those around my house,
in your
sidewalk. On the sidewalk in the street around my house, kind of all the time.
Okay.
And that seems like a thing people would do in their cars. They've got them in their cars. They're going somewhere. They're flossing and they're throwing it out the window. Thanks.
Yes.
Appreciate you very much.
Like a cigarette?
Littering.
Somehow as a society, we decided that was okay.
Yeah.
Throw smoking cigarette butts out the window.
Yep.
Somehow we decided that was okay. Q-tips, though.
Yeah, that is an odd one. I don't know what that is.
Would you ever think to throw, like, just to not collect that in your car's garbage and so like would you ever think to just like throw it out the window?
I don't know why I would ever think of using a Q-tip anywhere other than in my bathroom.
Okay, well I agree.
I've had a lot of cars. I've had a lot of different. I mean, I've been in this life for a long time now, but previous to this, I did run in some different circles and have some different responsibilities. I've never had Q-tips in my car. Quick, I got to clean my ears.
No.
What? I don't know.
But if you did, for me, it would be like a tissue that I used or something.
If I did, I would get out of my car with them in my hand, maybe rolled up in a tissue, and I would throw them in the nearest garbage receptacle I would find. I would never throw them on the ground.
But before you would leave the parking lot? No, you wouldn't necessarily walk it back inside and throw them out.
Well, if I'm on my way in, that's what I would do.
Okay, that's right.
And it seems like if you were leaving work, that seems like a weird time to like think, I got to use Q-tips now.
So you think it's a morning thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
If anything, I don't know.
What is it?
That is odd.
You want to go out there and see now?
I do.
I'm going out there.
I don't know why you're playing a road game with Q-tips.
Well put. Dustin is on WGR. Hi, Dustin.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Well, we're talking about Q-tips.
I see that.
I think I'm good.
Your cameras or something on what's going on out there. I don't know. That seems concerning. But
Yes.
I just had some thoughts on maybe, like y'all are talking about earlier, what they should do with the first pick.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, I'm disappointed if they do go offense with that first pick. I'll get over it quick, I'm sure. But I imagine an impact on that defensive line affects so much more than a receiver does. It affects the way Ed Oliver plays. It affects the way the linebackers play. And it affects the secondary, too. If they can hit on a just an awesome talent inside there that they've been trying to fill with 30-year-old free agents for the past few years, then I think it affects so much more than somebody that catches the ball from the best quarterback in the NFL, that he's got plenty of guys that can do that.
Okay.
That's just my take on that.
All right. Thank you.
I feel like I have been all over the road on this so far, which maybe it's interesting, but it's not consistent. Season ends, Bills lose to the Chiefs. I've got Josh Allen with the ball in his hands again, where a touchdown is going to give me the lead, maybe even win the game if I get the clock right. And I don't come through. The offense, they don't get it done. And yes, could the defense use improvement? Of course. In 13 seconds, of course, informs all of that, because we're still, like, the smoking gun is still in McDermott's hand from that. And so McDermott is in the crosshairs and he's the defense and we love Allen. And so it can't be his fault. Right. But I always want to, he's great. I think I want whatever the score is, whether the defense gave up 35 or 25, I've got the ball on their side of the field with 2 minutes to go and a touchdown wins me the game. I like my chances. I think I should be able to do it. And they haven't come through. He hits Diggs. It doesn't work, whatever. It hasn't worked. So I don't think it's wrong to say he has not come through in those situations. I think objectively that's fair. Doesn't mean he sucks or he's trash. I love him. He's great. But it hasn't worked. Then we watch the Super Bowl, right? So that's where I'm standing when it's over. I need that guy to come through. If I'm going to win anything, that's the moment. Okay, Super Bowl, we see the Eagles, and they are just they are the big brother holding the little brother back with, like, the palm of their hand on his forehead. And the Chiefs are just flailing their arms, and they just can't do it. And the Eagles are just going, ha, 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 ha. Like, okay, well, I guess I need to do more on defense. I need to invest in defense. A couple more weeks go by, and I realize, wait a minute. I don't need to beat the Chiefs 44-20. I just need to beat them. And I was that close, and I had the ball. So, I don't know. I don't want to be so quick to just say I'm all set on offense. I need more. Whatever the score is, I've got the ball, and I can win. With that dude at quarterback, you should love your chances there. So how about I make sure I get that really nailed down? I'm veering more back to there, which was, again, my original place when the season ended.
I think the question for you is to what extent you think you're going to fix that. You're not talking about drafting a replacement for Allen.
No, of course not.
You're talking about
helping
adding
him. Yeah. another piece, an explosive piece, something that keeps me from needing a fourth down desperation heave to Dalton Kincaid.
Like, I get that. I don't know if the Bills would even know how to use it. They've so avoided doing that player. Like, would they even know how to use it? But, you know, it's fun conversation. I'm going outside. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.